has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, October 25th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a little bit of a jump out of the gate after stumbling, and now we are in the positive. Let's take a look at where the market is. Right now, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 12 points right now. We're at 18,234 on the Dow. The S&P 500 is down a quarter, two bits right now. That's 1/100th of 1%. That works out to one basis point. It's at 2,151. NASDAQ down 1.4 points. That puts it at 5,308. Crude oil is down 9 cents. That puts crude at $50.43. Gold is up $6.10 per ounce. Gold is at $1,269 per ounce. Silver is at $17.72 per ounce. It's up 11 cents today. The euro is down to 1.086 right now as the dollar continues to rise, and that, of course, affects many sectors across the board. The 10-year yield is holding steady right now at 1.77%. That's where we're at right now on the 10-year U.S. Treasury. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, here, I think this is the biggest story of the day. Obamacare rates up 25% in 2017. Meanwhile, my home price only went up 5%. That's a big gap there. The average premium for the benchmark 2017 Obamacare insurance plan sold on healthcare.gov will jump 25%. Imagine if milk prices jumped 25% or rent. What if your rent jumped 25% to $302? Now, the biggest increase since the insurance went on sale in 2013. Seeking to downplay the cost hikes, the administration said that including subsidies. How many of you out there are getting subsidies, huh? How many of you out there are giving subsidies, are the source of those subsidies? 77% of people that are getting subsidies will be able to find insurance plans with monthly premiums below $100. However, one in five consumers will only have one insurer. That's it, one insurer from which to choose coverage. Well, and you've got a lot of the insurers like United Healthcare fleeing from Obamacare. They lost $803 million. Meanwhile, home prices gains continue in August. And by the way, we will all get a letter. All of us who have healthcare will get a letter next week, probably come the day after the election, telling us that, oh, by the way, your healthcare just went up 25%, your premiums. Home prices gains continue in August, 0.1% year over year, 5.1%. So if you had a $500,000 home last year, this year it's worth $525,000. You made a little money on your home, of course, depending on where you live. It is a veritable flood of earnings coming out today and this week, and this morning the spigot went wide open. This is the most important thing that we can talk about here today, besides Obamacare going up 25%, which is not good news. Not good news at all. It was destined to do this, and now here we are. It's doing this. But let's talk about earnings. Well, even though all of these companies have reported, everybody's looking to after the close today when Apple will report earnings. The largest S&P 500 stock by market capitalization will be the highlight of today's earnings reports that will come after the close, right about the close, 10 minutes after, 20 minutes after, somewhere in there. Q4 results will offer the first peek into sales of the new iPhone 7. Meanwhile, Under Armour beats earnings by 4 cents. Okay, now there's a lesson here on earnings reports. That all sounds hunky-dory so far. Under Armour beats earnings by 4 cents. They beat on revenues. Oh, this has got to be good. Okay, now we turn and look at the stock, Under Armour, and it is getting walloped. I don't own Under Armour. I did a long time ago. Under Armour is down 13.3%, $5 per share. Why, Bill Gunderson, why in the heck? Can you tell us why Under Armour is down so much when they beat earnings by 4 cents and they beat on revenues? Because now it's all about guidance. What did they say about 2017? What have I been saying in my newsletter for the last several weeks, several months? You got to start looking ahead to 2017 now. This year's only got 9 weeks left in it. That's it. And the market is looking ahead to 2017. And what did Under Armour say about 2017? It says that investors need to reset expectations. Well, that's not good. What do you mean reset? Should we reset them higher or should we reset them lower? The company's growth rate going forward will be less than expected and cited margin pressure. CEO Kevin Plank appears to be pulling back on some rosy guidance issued at last year's Analyst Day presentation. So he's guiding growth rates lower. That's part of the equation for coming up with the five-year target price. Growth rate is right in the middle there. They're going to make a dollar per share this year, and if they're going to grow by 10% per year over the next 5 years, it's pretty easy to come up with a target earnings 5 years from now. But if you lower that 10% to, say, 7 or 8%, that's going to bring earnings down in the future, and that's going to lower the target price. And when does the stock adjust when expectations change? Immediately. Just look at Under Armour today. Look at UA, down 13%. Why? Because expectations have been lowered. Caterpillar. Now, here's another one. They beat by 8 cents. Why, that sounds good on the surface. They miss a little bit on revenues, but they beat by 8 cents. That ought to be pretty good for the stock. Well, actually, it is. The stock's up 1.5%, but they, too, are lowering forecasts. Okay, let's see how much. Economic weakness throughout much of the world persists. Well, that's CEO talk there. You know, everybody else is seeing bright economy. But if you miss earnings, you got to blame it on something. And he's blaming it on, this is Doug Oberhelman, economic weakness throughout much of the world. However, he says there were a few bright spots, blah, blah, blah. Guidance for 2016, they guided down by 30 cents. And that lowers expectations. The stock actually is up a little bit, however. Lockheed tops expectations, lifts the outlook. Okay, Lockheed's been a good stock over the years. You know, if you'd done nothing more than own Lockheed over the last 10 years, you would have done pretty good in the market. Lockheed beats earnings, and they lift expectations. Okay, what does that do to the stock? Up 4.8% today, up $11.22 per share. Sticking with the aerospace industry, United Technologies beats earnings by 10 cents, beats on revenue, and they lifted their expectations. Now, I'm expecting a big pop here. Let's see what United Technologies is doing. It is up $1.38. up 1.39%. Now, all of these companies are major bellwether stocks, and they're components of either the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ 100 or the NASDAQ Composite or the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And each one of these indexes has a bottom line, earnings. How much will the earnings for the index be? And every time one of these companies reports, that bottom line changes just a little bit. But when all is said and done, and all of these companies have reported, it could change a lot, either to the upside, the downside, and that's going to hold the key to the future of this 7.5-year-old bull market. Okay, we'll take a look at a few more earnings stocks here when we come back. There's some big ones that have come in this morning. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Well, the bottom line is, and I remind you almost every day of this, the market has been going up since March of 2009, and the biggest driving force to that market going up have been rising earnings, a rising tide in earnings amongst the S&P 500 companies in aggregate. Now, not every single company in the S&P 500 obviously has had rising earnings over the last 7 years, but an aggregate, even when the energy stocks had their big sell-off and saw their big drop in earnings to negative earnings over the last couple of years, at least aggregate earnings stayed level, if not just a little bit higher, and we have not seen an earnings recession yet in the market. And That leads to the next conclusion, that as long as those earnings continue to grow, the market is going to continue to go higher. And you can throw every single dart at the market that you want. You can make every kind of noise, whether it's elections, whether it's the Russians building bomb shelters, getting ready for nuclear war. It all comes down to earnings. Now, at some point in time, there will be a recession again here in the U.S., and companies will start to batten down the hatches and start to lay people off, and earnings will start to recede again, and GDP will start to recede. I don't know when that time will come, but we always are looking forward every single day to those expectations for the warnings that things are starting to fall apart like they did back in 2007. And then at that point, when things start to fall apart, which they will, they inevitably will, you have to decide at that time whether you are a market timer or whether you are a buy and hold type of investor. The last bear market was about 50%, about one half of your portfolio. Imagine where your portfolio is today, and imagine 12 months later, it's cut in half at 50%. General Motors beats earnings by 28 cents and beats on revenues. Would General Motors be a stock that I would own in a growth portfolio of today? You know, I look at General Motors. They had a little bit of trouble, you know. They came out of all kinds of trouble back during the financial crisis. Back in 2009, at the bottom of the financial crisis, GM was a $33 stock. And under the guidance of CEO Mary Barra, where is it today? A $32 stock. 7 years. It's gone from $33 to $32. Oh, you could say, but it pays a dividend of about 4.5%. That's all you've gotten over the last 9 years. Is the dividend yield. Meanwhile, they've had one crisis after another, one scandal after another at GM. GM did beat earnings, however, by 8 cents, and the stock is down 2.5%. You want to own General Motors in your portfolio? Be my guest. You want to buy General Motors because it has a fat 4.6% dividend yield? Be my guest. I like dividend yields, but I also like the potential for capital appreciation along with those dividend yields. I like a little bit of whipped cream and fudge on my ice cream. And if you can put a cherry on top and sprinkle a few almonds on there too, now we got something cooking here. Merck beats earnings by 9 cents. You know, I don't know that I'd want to own a big drug stock as Ms. Clinton gets ready to take over the Oval Office. I don't know that I'd want to own a big drug stock. Merck has done okay. You know, it's a okay stock. It's a $170 billion company. It too pays a dividend of 3.1%. It's not highly rated in my Best Stocks Now app, and I don't know that I'd want to own a big drug stock right now. Merck does beat earnings by 9 cents. They beat on revenues, and the stock is up 1.7%, and they're helping those aggregate S&P 500 earnings here today. Another big drug stock, Eli Lilly. Eli's coming. Was that the three-dog night? Well, Eli is not coming. It's down 0.25% today. There's a stock that has not been a very good performer over the last several years. It does pay a dividend yield of 2.7%. I don't know that I'd want to own a big drug stock with Ms. Clinton rattling sabers against the drug companies. Procter & Gamble, the ultimate consumer staple stock. This is all the stuff that you need, whether you got a job or not. Procter & Gamble beats by 5 cents, and they beat on revenues. Procter & Gamble's actually been a pretty good stock over the years. Lately, mediocre. Pays a dividend yield of 3.1%. Not highly rated in my system at all. These are the kind of stocks that the big wirehouses love to own. They love to have you investors open up your portfolio, your statement every month, and say, look, I own Johnson & Johnson. I own Merck. I use their products every day, Procter & Gamble, Lilly. And then the investor looks at how they've done, and they're pretty stodgy stocks. I would not call them best stocks now. 3M beats by a penny. Another one. Love to own it by the wirehouse firms. I don't like that chart at all on 3M. 3M is kind of the darling of St. Paul, Minnesota, where we're heard every single day. 3M pays a dividend yield of 2.6%. Not a stock that I would own. That's just me at the current time. And they also lower guidance a little bit. And that's a lousy chart on 3M. It is down 3.1% today. Sprint. You know, I noticed T-Mobile and Sprint, they're taking away a little market share here. Sprint beats by 3 cents, beats on revenues. The stock is down 5.8%. A couple more here. I want to get to my stock of the day in the third quarter of the show. Corning. GLW, they beat by 8 cents. 4 cents, they beat on revenues. Stock is down 3.4%, however. Let's do Baxter. No, Brinker. I want to do Brinker. You know, the economy seems to have come to a standstill here recently. I think a lot of people are waiting to see. You hear this a lot. Well, I'm waiting till after the elections. We've gone to a few restaurants recently, and we've noticed that there's hardly anybody in them. Well, this is showing up at Brinker International, which operates 1,660 Chili's and Maggiano's restaurants in 33 countries, with plans to open 48 to 57 more. Not so good, down 4.8% as they miss by 6 cents. Let's do one more here. Let's do Whirlpool. People don't seem to be buying washing machines right now, or dryers or refrigerators. Whirlpool getting hit today, down 11.1%. Well, let's talk about a best stock now when we come back. Gee, all of these duds. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, all this talk of these blah stocks. Well, they haven't done much over the years. Procter & Gamble, General Motors, Merck, Eli Lilly, and the list goes on and on and on. And I talk about companies all the time. They have cycles. You know, they start out as an idea somewhere. And if the idea is a good one, they end up on the Dow Jones Industrial Average someday or the S&P 500. Well, back in May of this year, I wrote an article calling Facebook the new Apple. What do I mean by that? Well, Facebook isn't coming out with a better phone than Apple. Apple was the bellwether stock up until about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was the growth engine. It was the innovator. It was the one that people were camped out in line overnight to get the phones. But more than that, more than the hype surrounding the stock, it had the earnings growth. It had phenomenal earnings growth. Well, that all came to a screeching halt with Apple when earnings finally peaked in 2015 at $9.22 per share, up from $1.30 in 2009. And this year, Apple is looking for a 10% drop in earnings. The party's over. When that happens, the party's over. It's over for an individual. Now, I'm not saying that Apple isn't going to, from this point, maybe get back on track, growing again. But they'll never be the growth engine that they once were. And they will report earnings after the close today, and it's still a highly watched and highly owned and a very popular stock. It hasn't yet become a General Motors, in my opinion. It's better than that. It's still got some growth left in it and some innovation, but I don't know. Those earnings of 922, which peaked in 015, are starting to slide. And that's what we're going to see in the indexes someday. Earnings for this S&P, this current round, this current cycle of upwards trending earnings will eventually peak. I write about this every week in my newsletter. I have a chart that I show. Earnings of 09, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and the expectations for next year. And as a market timer, an unashamed market timer, we got to be on the lookout for earnings to eventually peak like they did at Apple and then start to recede. The Apple stock also peaked that year. Isn't that interesting? Earnings peak, stock peaks. Stock peaks at 134. From there, it went clear down to $90 per share. That's a pretty big correction there. That was about a 30% drop in Apple stock, and it probably overcorrected. And now it's come back, and it's in the 118 range. But my point is, Apple is no longer the darling growth stock with the growth with the earnings that are growing at 25 to 30% per year. There are several others that have taken the throne away from Apple at the current time. And I said back in my article in May of this year that Facebook was one of those stocks that is the new, in fact, I think it is the new Apple as far as earnings growth goes. Apple had been the darling of tech investors, but it was starting to get a little ripe. In the article that I wrote back in May, I compared Facebook with Apple side by side. I compared their performance. I compared their earnings growth. I showed how the growth of Facebook had run circles around Apple. I showed how superior earnings growth had also led to far superior stock performance of Facebook versus Apple. You can pull those two stocks up on my app, Best Stocks Now, beststocksnowapp.com, and compare them side by side for yourself. Lastly, I predicted that over the next 5 years, Facebook's returns would run far ahead of Apple. Well, guess what? Since March, actually May, I've been wrong so far. Apple's up 24% since May. Facebook is up only 11.6%, but I'm going to stick by my bold call that Facebook's performance will run circles around Apple going forward, and here is why. You know, from time to time, we have Steven on the show here. He's my millennial son, works for me at the firm here, been with me for about 5 years now, learning a little more each and every day. He continues to remind me that Facebook is becoming more and more irrelevant each and every day. I asked him Friday, I said, why then is Facebook breaking out with a vengeance today? This was Friday. On new all-time highs, if it's becoming irrelevant. This is a bellwether growth stock. Not only is it a bellwether growth stock, it's a bellwether for the entire market. Pretty hard to be bearish on the market when a bellwether stock like Facebook, FB, on the New York Stock Exchange is hitting all-time highs. Facebook is now up 27.4% since the beginning of the year, while the S&P is up just 4.8%. My son, Steven, goes on to tell me that most of his peers have moved on to Snapchat, the image messaging app developed by three students at Stanford University. Well, I wonder if the creators of Snapchat, which is still private, may come public someday, have figured out how to monetize all of their users yet. Take a look at Twitter. They haven't exactly figured that out. In the meantime, Facebook is a pretty seasoned company at figuring out how to monetize their users. Meanwhile, while Snapchat is still a private company, Facebook has a little bit of a head start on them. They'll earn about $11 billion in earnings this year on $24 billion in sales. Do those numbers. What kind of profit margin is that? Maybe we should regulate Facebook likes instead of life-saving drugs. Facebook's got one heck of a profit margin. My son then chimes in with Instagram. He says, oh, it's way more relevant than Facebook. Well, we use Instagram all the time, my friends and I. Well, I said, why then is Facebook, a $379 billion market cap company, it was under $50 billion as recently as 2012. And by the way, Stephen, Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion back in 2012. Oh, he says, I didn't know that. Well, he says, when I want to send this message to my friends, I use WhatsApp. Oh, I said, that's the company that Facebook bought in 2014 for $19 billion. I'll tell you these kids nowadays. I tell them that Facebook paid $19 for each of WhatsApp's 1 billion users. I also remind him that it was started by two millennials, like yourself, Stephen. And they sold out for 19. He's a good kid. He works hard here for Gunderson Capital Management. I'm still waiting for him to come up with a WhatsApp idea so that we can sell it for $19 billion. My millennial son then makes one more attempt in persuading me that Facebook is becoming more irrelevant by the day. He says, Dad, you have Twitter running all day in your office. You have a decent-sized stadium of listeners through Stock Twitch. You send out several tweets per day. I tell him to check back with me when Twitter has figured out how to make money. I've not paid one thin dime to Twitter since I started using it several years ago. I wonder if Donald Trump, with all of his tweets, the only guy to ever run a campaign with tweets and emails and thinking he can win, I wonder if he's ever paid them anything for his Twitter use. It seems to me that Facebook has surely figured out how to make money with their 1.23 billion users. How many people on the planet? 7.1 billion. That means that one in every six are on Facebook every month. It seems to me that if I got to get an important message out, I'm going to turn to Facebook somehow. Now, when we come back, let's look at the current performance, valuation, stock pattern, and determine if Facebook is still a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the lead story of today that I'm sure is going to get a lot of coverage. Obamacare rates are going up 25% in 2017, and many will only have one health plan to choose from. We're moving towards the Canadian model, the one-payer. And a 25% jump. But don't worry, if you're being subsidized, your rates are going to remain low. But if you're on the other end and you're subsidizing those that are being subsidized, your rates are going way up. Home prices up 5%. Apple will report after the show today, after the market today. A lot of dud stocks reporting earnings today. Under Armour, Caterpillar, Lockheed. Now, Lockheed's okay. United Technologies, General Motors, Merck, Eli Lilly, Procter & Gamble, 3M, Corning. If you've got a portfolio with one of the big wirehouse firms, I probably just went through your portfolio there. You know what? I think they're duds. It's not me. Look at the results. Take those stocks and look up the performance of those stocks over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years and compare it against great growth stocks. Companies have cycles. They, like Apple, we just went through Apple's cycle of tremendous growth that they saw that finally came to a screeching halt in 2015, and so did the stock. But other stocks are still in the prime of their cycle. And one of those that I'm going through right now is Facebook. Facebook, over the last 12 months, is up 36%, while the market's up just 6%. Over the last 3 years, Facebook has delivered 35% per year, while the market's delivered just 7%. Now, I heard several people being asked this morning whether they would be buyers of Facebook at this level. And every one of them said, oh, yeah, no way, no way, no. Well, they've been saying that now for months. Some of them have been saying it all along. So let's take a look at the valuation of Facebook, because that's where I make my decision on whether or not it still has gas left in the tank. Facebook is expected to make $5.07 in earnings in 2017. That will be an increase of 29% over this year, which is expected to be a 73% increase over last year. In fact, over the last 5 years, Facebook's earnings have been growing by 53% per year. Now, if we take those $5.07 in expected earnings next year, and we look at what the analyst expected 5-year growth rate is, it currently stands at 35%. So over the last 5 years, Facebook's been growing by 53% per year. Over the next 5 years, the average consensus analyst estimate is 35%. It's slowing down. But 35% growth is terrific, especially for a company that has a market capitalization of $379 billion and growing by the day. Now, if we extrapolate those earnings out, $5.07 at 35% per year, You can do it on a little spreadsheet. You can probably do it with a pencil and a little pad of paper. That would put earnings at about $17 per share 5 years from now. And what kind of a multiple would you put on those $17 in earnings? Well, I used the example in my newsletter over the weekend. If you just use a earnings multiple of 14 to 15, which would be quite reasonable on a growth stock like that, you get a five-year target price of $238 to $255, somewhere in that range, and Facebook's currently at $132 per share. In addition to this, Facebook is currently trading at a discount to its growth rate. That's right. The PEG ratio is less than 1, 0.74. Now, they haven't invited me lately on Fox Business or on CNBC. I'm not out there touting myself every single day like a lot of these people are to get on there. That's kind of what you have to do. You kind of have to be a squeaky wheel. You know, I got a lot of work to do here. And while it would be nice to be back on those big channels, if they were to invite me back and ask me, would you buy Facebook today? I would say, well, I have a five-year target price of $235. It's currently trading at $132. Of course I would. Earnings are due on a week from today, it looks like, November the 2nd. We don't know which way they'll go. They could come short. They could warn. They could go lower. But it would not have that big of an impact on earnings down the road 5 years from now, although the stock would sell off immediately. But once again, I see good upside potential on a stock that has delivered superior returns in the market. Out of 4,185 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my current database, Facebook comes in at number 61 out of 4,185. Well, my son might be right, the millennial, that it's becoming irrelevant more and more every day with his generation. But they're making a heck of a lot of earnings. Man, they're making a lot. One out of seven people on the planet on Facebook every month. Well, Stephen's learning a lot about the market. Under my tutelage, I've had over two decades of experience valuing stocks. But in the meantime, you know when something goes wrong here, if anything goes wrong with my iPhone, I say, Stephen, I can't, it's loaded up, it's plugged up right now, the storage is full. Okay, give it to me, I'm going to dinks around, it's working again. I turn to my millennial son, Stephen. That's the way it works in this world, isn't it? And you know, when we get people that write to us, they say, I can't open the newsletter. I say, do you have a grandchild that's 6 or 7 years old? They can open it up immediately. My little granddaughter, who is 2.5, man, she can navigate through that Apple iPhone to the videos. She can get right to Mary Poppins. She can get right to Frozen. They're better at it than I am, and their thumbs, man, can they move. Anyways, I don't like stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. So many firms out there have got people in these stodgy old stocks of yesteryear because they're big names. They use their products every day, but the stocks have gotten nowhere in years. Well, if you need to freshen your portfolio up, and if you've got too many bonds in your portfolio, give us a call. 855-611-BEST or go to GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.